Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Marco Martin's Monday Moanings, where I moan on a Monday. Growing up, all of my friends and stuff used to always ask me, Marco, why do you moan so much? And I always used to reply, Marco, why do you moan so much? No, I'm joking. I think it's just, there's sort of a sense of empowerment in cynicism, right? Always being a cynic and negative is sort of very empowering. I know it sounds sort of counterintuitive, but it really is empowering to be able to feel much better than everything that's going on, like having some sort of point of power over everyone else, is that I'm so much better than you, so everything you like is stupid and not liking it is cool. And it's sort of a habit I've carried on through life, and I continue to do it to this day. And I thought, why not present that to all of you on a Monday when you're all moaning about stuff too? So the thing that annoyed me last week was, and not because the fact of someone winning a world title is annoying, but rather just the response to it. So Dricus du Plessis, UFC mixed martial arts fighter, won the middleweight championship in the UFC, and everyone sort of lost their minds here in South Africa. And I'm not saying that it's annoying that he won something. Congratulations to him. Really difficult thing to do, go and win an MMA fight in the UFC and be the actual champion is really impressive. But what annoyed me is how South Africans are constantly about, oh, this country's gone to shit, you know, look, oh, it's the worst place, everything's fucked up, yeah, what. It's a constant cynicism about South Africa. And then Dricus du Plessis, world champion, and all of a sudden, ding, 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 a million South African flag emoji, like everyone's so proud to be South African all of a sudden. What, because he won a championship? You sat on your couch and you watched somebody who you don't know win a fight punching another man, and now all of a sudden South Africa is this wonderful place to you. Like, have some sort of consistency. Either South Africa sucks or it's amazing. You know, you're proud to be South African or you hate being South African. Have one of the two. And the other thing is that these UFC fights happen at 4 a.m. here, our local time. Anyway, won't that be fun? It'll be fun. Let's wake up at 4 a.m. and it'll be fun to watch two men punch each other. How fun? So fun on a Sunday morning. And then it's like, oh, what would be even more fun? Let's go out on a Saturday night and then not even sleep. Let's not sleep. Isn't that fun? So fun. And then 4 a.m. watching two people punch each other. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? And where are you going to go out on that Saturday night, right? Is you going to go to, let's go to a place that nearly burnt down and killed a bunch of people. Let's go there and then not sleep because maybe it'll burn down again. Maybe it'll burn down again while we're there. Isn't that fun? I think we lost the plot during COVID in terms of the idea of what's fun and what's not. It's just fun to be outside of the house, I guess, or doing something a little bit different. That's fun. Because, you know, we were concealed to our home. So now going out of the home is fun. Everything's become so boring that, like, nearly dying is fun and watching two men pound each other to hell and gone. I mean, have you seen Dricus du Plessis after that fight? I mean, look at the photos of his face after that fight. It's insane. So it's like, let's go out somewhere where you could nearly die. Isn't that fun? You know? Maybe like a piece of timber will fall while the place is on fire, hit you in the head, and then you can't sleep early anyway because you might have a concussion. So you might as well stay up for the 4 a.m. fight for Dricus du Plessis in the UFC anyway. Congratulations to him. Bafana did well as well. Congratulations to them. They played against Namibia. You hardly see anyone posting about that and how great their performance was in the AFCON. To be fair, it's not a championship or anything. They just won one game, but still. It's like, you know, let's all be proud of Dricus du Plessis, but Bafana, forget them. There's nothing that South Africans are more cynical about than Bafana. It doesn't matter who you are. It's always like, oh, yeah, they give us hope and then they disappear, or just straight out people just saying that they're shit and they do nothing. But it was a really impressive performance from Bafana, and that's something I won't moan about. I think they did a really good job. Anyway, I digress. Have you ever noticed with showers, right? Men and women are so different in the shower. And as a man, if you live by yourself, you got your bachelor pad, whatever, your shower always works pristinely. There's never an issue with blocked drains and things like that. It's just You get in the shower, switch it on, shower, done, and you leave. And as soon as women come over, all of a sudden, everything starts going wrong with the shower. You know, first of all, the water can never be hot enough. And they use such high water pressure. It's like they're trying to make skin tea because it's just really hot water at a really high pressure. It just burn and sear the skin right off them. And they're just in there happy and singing and shining and looking great, to be fair. Women just always look so good in the shower. Just looks so fantastic taking a shower, and then you get in there with them and you're just like, burning yourself to death. It's awful. And then you like opening up the drain. It's like, why is this thing not draining? And there's just like a kilogram of hair blocking the drain. So you have to open up the drain and pull and clear everything out. And then it starts to drain normally, but the drain itself still can't keep up with the tremendous amount of water. They just put the tap on full. Just put it on the highest temperature, put it on full. That's how a woman showers. It's like it can never be hot enough or enough water pressure. It's absolutely insane. Anyway, that's me moaning for a Monday. I am Marco Martin. Join us again next week, Monday, where we moan on Marco Martin's Monday Moanings. Thank you. Goodbye.